already throughout the 19th century, people were discussing the fate of Palestine and the Palestinians without the Palestinians being aware that they are becoming a regional project or even a global project of colonization. And I was surprised to see how much this kind of thinking influenced the early Jewish supporters of Zionism, because I would thought that this was kind of two discrete projects that had nothing to do with it. But then I read a diary by one of the most important early Zionists, Eliezer Ben Yehuda, who reinvented the Hebrew language. He was very much influenced by evangelical Christianity and changed his mind about Zionism in the sense that he said, yes, we should redefine Judaism, not as a religion, but as a nationalism. But I think they're right. It should happen in Palestine and not anywhere else. So there was an impact of that kind of thinking, the imperial thinking, the theological thinking coming from Christianity on the very nascent, very small number of Jewish intellectuals who thought that the best solution for anti-Semitism in Central and Eastern Europe was to create or establish a Jewish state in Palestine.